Another Buffalo Starbucks outlet votes to unionize. By Nathaniel Charles on January 11, 2022. A second Starbucks store voted Monday to unionize near Buffalo, New York, with staff concerns about coronavirus procedures cited as driving the move. The outlet in the suburb of Cheektowaga, near Buffalo, voted 15-9 in favor of unionizing with Workers United, an affiliate of the Service Employees International Union. The initial vote took place in December 2021, but it was confirmed on Monday by the National Labor Relations Board, making them one of the first out of more than 8,000 stores in the U.S. to unionize. Starbucks is considering whether to appeal to the National Labor Relations Board's, NLRB, decision to allow unionization, and has 10 days to do so. In the initial vote, the Labor Board sided with the Starbucks union, disregarding votes against unionization, citing these employees worked at a different store, which Starbucks may choose to appeal. The company has insisted its stores function better when there is a direct relationship between management and the employees, and not through a third party. "We've been clear in our belief that we are better together as partners, without a union between us at Starbucks, and that conviction has not changed," a Starbucks spokesman speaking to Reuters said. In a statement distributed by Workers United, the Cheektowaga store shift supervisor, Lexi Rizzo, said, "Finally, the partners feel we have a voice at our workplace." The vote to implement unions at the two store in Buffalo has had a knock-on effect, with individual stores across the U.S. in Massachusetts, Arizona, Oregon, Illinois, Colorado, Tennessee, and Seattle petitioning the Labor Board for union elections. Another three stores in Buffalo are also seeking to hold union votes, AP News reports. Starbucks has made several changes to support staff throughout the pandemic. They provide sick pay as well as full pay for up to two self-isolation periods if one of their employees catches coronavirus, and the stores are regularly cleaned and sanitized. In some areas with high coronavirus cases, Starbucks operates a grab-and-go policy to protect staff and customers alike. These precautions, however, did not stop employees from the original unionized Buffalo store from walking out and demanding Starbucks do more to protect them on the 5th of January 2020, forcing Starbucks to close the store. On top of the above safety measures, Workers United on behalf of the Starbucks employees demanded workers are given the power to enforce mask mandates for customers, as well as for Starbucks to provide employees with N95 masks, coronavirus testing kits, and hazard pay. Employees returned to the store on Monday, 10th of January, with a mediation of more hand washing and the implementation of the cafe sanitization routines the employees had requested.